Welcome to the More Than Digital Marketing podcast, your podcast about digital marketing and so much more. This week, I'm your host, Matt, and I am joined by...
Joe!
Hey!
Back again.
Back again. How are you doing?
I'm good, yes. I'm good.
Highlights of the last couple of weeks, because it's been, 2 weeks since we were last on together, I think?
2 weeks, yes. Yeah, you've had a lovely week off and back into the swing of things this week.
I did, thank you very much.
Highlight of... the week. I don't know if there has been any highlights. It's been kind of manic. I haven't really thought about if there's been any highlights or anything. It's been kind of, I don't know how it's sort of Wednesday afternoon already as we're recording this.
I hate to say it, but it's telling that you didn't say the podcast with Jack last week.
Well,
so I'm going to owe him an apology.
Yeah,
it's boosted my ego. So.
Yeah, I've missed my podcast partner in crime. But no, it was fun doing it with Jack last week as well.
Nice. And what did you talk about last week?
What did we talk about last week? I can't even remember what we talked about last week. I think we talked more, we sort of continued on the content train week. So last few episodes have been very sort of content focused and how we conduct audits and next steps and sort of how we, would look at content from a sort of professional point of view.
It's been
good.
Perfect. No, it sounds like a good train to be on.
Mm.
Where do I get my ticket? Where's the station?
Very good.
It keeps on chugging.
Very good.
Cool. Okay. So I guess we're sort of continuing on that theme today, aren't we? Because we are talking about a big deal that is involving Google and Reddit, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. News just breaking in the last sort of few days.
We're always on the finger on the pulse, right?
Always finger on the pulse. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think this has been sort of rumored for a while, but I think we're seeing it more now as being sort of more of an official sort of thing that is being implemented. Is obviously Google's partnership with Reddit, which involves various things which we'll talk about, but it's definitely an interesting one.
So are you able to provide a bit of a background on what that deal was, like
so Google sort of announced a deal with Reddit, essentially in a really sort of very basic way to promote their content further, really. They have advertised it a more of an exchange than anything else. So essentially, Google and Reddit have partnered together. And in that partnership, Reddit will be showing more real-time content on Google, thanks to Google having access to Reddit's API.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be seeing kind of Reddit more prevalent in some search results. Not quite sure what exactly those search results will be, but essentially, you'll be seeing sort of more up-to-date, fresh, new Reddit content being displayed for different search results than you would before, which is an interesting prospect.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, I do a bit of searching.
like we'll do a bit of searching.
That's the best way to say it. I use Google from time to time. I do a bit of searching. I dabble. And obviously we see sort of the Reddit links anyway. You obviously see that as part of the old Tembly links or however it is. And they tend to be up there, don't they, in terms of where they rank. But do we expect sort of as part of this that we will see Reddit maybe higher up? Is it going to be, is there anything that's sort of suggesting that already that, there's maybe a bit of reward already for Reddit content because of this deal that's been struck?
Yeah, I think we will be seeing it more and more as we go along. I think, outside of the physical deal that was completed, there's a reasonable assumption to make that there was some kind of monetary transactions involved. Yeah. There's obviously, from both sides of it, from Google side and Reddit side, they're both sort of there to gain something. Google is partnering with, an extremely well-known kind of, I guess, could you describe it as a social media? Or I suppose you could, in a way. And obviously Reddit is gaining, more visibility to its platform as well. So I think we will start seeing Reddit, take a bit of a foothold for more queries on Google as we go forward and its integration with Google's AI, which has now got access to its Vertex AI and vice versa. I think we're going to, we've spoken about AI over the past couple of weeks and SGE has been a big sort of topic as well. So I think it's certainly fascinating to see how Reddit's going to integrate with that as well going forward. But yeah, particularly for kind of, I guess, maybe longer tail searches, at least initially, I would expect to see Reddit, being you know, on the results page for more terms.
A bit more of the source, yeah. Okay, cool. So this is part of this as well. It's like you said, I think the content is going to be, the Reddit content is going to be available for training the search engines, so for training Google's AI models, which is you mentioned Vertex.
Correct, yes.
Vertex AI. So I get a little bit lost with all of this. So I know there was Bard became Gemini, and now Vertex is, what, an add-on to Gemini? How do we...
Pretty much, yeah. I think, to be honest, they're kind of merging into one, but I think Vertex sort of involves part of Gemini as its kind of AI platform. And obviously that is the platform that Reddit has gained access to as a result of this of this deal, which actually, you know, is quite a big deal, really. Yeah. Obviously we're seeing Google experimenting with AI in a number of different ways throughout its business. And obviously we've spoken about SGE and how we're going to start to see more AI-driven search results in general as we move forward. And I think this new partnership and how Reddit is going to be able to utilize Google's AI services is going to be interesting to see how that works. You know, are we going to get to a point where AI, you know, driven results are dominated by Reddit because of this partnership? Yeah, yeah. Or are we going to see, you know, it on the other side where Reddit maybe doesn't come up as much? It's difficult to say. You would think it would be the former, but it's quite an interesting sort of prospect to see where it's going to fall.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess sort of to follow on with that then. So what do you, like, you know, if I, you know, today, based on everything sort of that we know at the moment, what do you think that it necessarily means for sort of SEO going forward? Given we've talked about helpful content updates, content audits, you were talking about content last week. What does it mean for SEOs going forward, do you think?
It's a difficult one to answer, but yeah. I think going forward, if we look at this partnership on its own for a second, I think it means that there has to be more of a consideration given to Reddit potentially as a platform that businesses can utilize. You know, ask sort of a group of people and each one will tell you that they either never use Reddit, they use Reddit every single day, they use it for this purpose or that purpose. You know, we know that there is a lot of useful content on Reddit. We also know there's a lot of unsavory content on Reddit. So how Google differentiates with that, I'm not quite sure yet. Yeah. But I think, you know, if this sort of partnership is going to be, you know, legitimately providing, you know, search results going forward, then as businesses who, you know, are targeting organic traffic, we have to take that into consideration. And I think, you know, involving Reddit, at least in the conversation of how we, you know, target content and how we share content on various platforms, I think certainly needs to be sort of in the mix at the very least.
Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting. So I'm just going to pick up on one point that you made there. Mm. Are you an avid user of Reddit?
I wouldn't say I'm an avid user. I do use it now and again. It's not sort of something I turn to every day. I'm a bit of a nerd in certain areas. So for leaks on films and bits and pieces like that, it's probably my go-to for little things like that. But no, I wouldn't say I'm an avid user, really. No.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not either. But I feel like there's like a, it seems to be like there's that polarization of like you either don't use it or you do use it.
Mm.
There doesn't seem to be like an in between here.
No.
Sounds like a bit of a stupid thing to say. But sorry, I was just asking that question out of interest, really. But more, I guess, more so then, I think, you know, having read about this a little bit, you see some of the commentators, following Lily Ray, for example, on LinkedIn, some of the other commenters on SEO or in the industry talking about this, are sort of suggesting that there might be a shift in the way that maybe SEOs focus and prioritize their time. And again, it's that shift of where should you focus? And a lot of them are saying, like, is this like the new link building? Should you be creating, promoting content, using Reddit to give, to answer relevant questions, give really quality answers to things? And then, you know, essentially you'll be the source of that data through Reddit. You know, the answers that Google gives on a particular search term are, you know, you're going to be thinking about, okay, how, obviously, you know, Reddit shouldn't be saying that. It should be saying this kind of thing. Like, and you have to then influence that. And obviously that's quite a big shift probably in terms of where, in terms of SEO in general. So yeah, I don't know if you've sort of seen that or had any thoughts specifically about that.
Yeah. I think there definitely is a shift happening. Yeah. It certainly feels like it. I think I've seen some bits over the last few days, and I know the back end of last year, Gary Iles from Google, you know, very clearly stated that links weren't in the top three ranking factors.
I know you're mid-flow. I have a bit of an optics marketing plug to do.
We're just being joined by a colleague.
Hello. How are we doing? This is a plug just to say for anyone who's interested in social media, you're probably not listening to this episode. But if you are, we've got an upcoming lightning talk led by myself and Lucy talking about how we took one of our clients' social media profiles to over 1 million followers. Check us out on LinkedIn and you'll get involved.
It's a global client as well.
It is a global client, yes.
Big deal. Anyway.
God. I feel like that was like... Ant and Dex Saturday night takeover, whatever it is, takeaway, and we just got absolutely railroaded. What were we talking about again? Something about social.
Something about something else. Yeah.
Cheers. Wow. That was new.
An unexpected sidetrack. Yeah.
Good PSA. Good reminder about the lightning talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you should attend. In all seriousness. it'll be really interesting. Yeah.
Barnaby really knows his onions on that kind of thing.
He does. He really does.
Where were we? Right, we're talking about the shift. Gary Iles.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, he sort of publicly stated back in last year that links weren't in the top three ranking factors. And we've kind of known over time that while links do have value, they're obviously nowhere near as important as they used to. And I think that combined with, you know, this deal of Google and Reddit's partnership, I think is definitely leading itself towards a shift away from what you'd consider kind of more traditional, I guess, link building and that area of SEO. I think, you know, we're moving to a place where perhaps more value and more kind of results are going to be achieved by spending more time on utilizing platforms like Reddit to share content and promote brands and businesses rather than potentially focus on, you know, hardcore trying to build links from publications and things like that. I think there is still value there, and probably someone watching this will think I'm talking rubbish, but I believe that there still is some value there. I'm not disagreeing that they are not as important as they used to be. That certainly is the case. But I think discounting, you know, traditional kind of content sharing and link building like that is sort of not advisable right now anyway. But I think, yeah, there's definitely a shift going towards, you know, thinking about how we do that in a different way. And I think this partnership definitely highlights that Google is also, you know, considerably moving away from that area as well and is trying to, you know, as we've said kind of all along, the use of AI is they're really trying to contain people within the Google platform. And yeah. I think that's something that we're just going to continue to see more. They're trying to sort of not prevent, but I guess provide users as with as much information as possible without having to navigate away. And that clearly is the case in this instance now where, okay, users might navigate away to Reddit, but actually the partnership between Google and Reddit is also advantageous for them to do so on Google's behalf. So yeah. I think there really should be a consideration on how we utilize platforms like Reddit and, you know, potentially other platforms in the future as well, you know, outside of how we would usually build links and share content.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really important point, actually. So I think we've known for a long, long time, or, you know, it's obvious really that if Google can keep you on Google for longer, then it's more advantageous for them because, you know, more likely you'll hit
Absolutely.
More search ads, drive revenue to them, blah, blah, blah. And then also you look at some of the testing that they've been doing on just the layouts of the pages, just Google Discover's coming to desktop, I think, at some point relatively soon. Yep. There's been testing on that. So it's going down this more like social route. So, and then obviously SGE, like, you know, you're going to be kept there. And sort of, I guess, sort of led down the rabbit hole on your long tail queries and things like that. So, yeah, I think that makes absolute sense. And I think that's where this kind of deal is points to that kind of theme continuing as well.
For sure. Yeah, I think we, sorry, just to interject. Yeah, I think we really are getting towards a point where we are seeing Google more as a hub than anything else. I think even at this stage, I feel like long gone are the days where it was simply a search engine that you would search for a keyword and then go to that site. Like, you know, even at this point, we're kind of moving significantly away from that. And we're seeing that with partnerships like, you know, with Reddit, which is a serious player, you know, we're, and the strides that Google is making and the changes that they are sort of making to sort of their platform and how users actually interact with Google, I think we are definitely seeing that shift towards, you know, trying to keep people within the Google platform or at the very least on partnership, you know, sites or partner kind of assets, as it were.
Yeah. And do you think part of this is to try and develop its own stream of more like user-generated content? And I guess in a sense, because of the fact that, you know, TikTok's probably stealing share, other social platforms are stealing share, and Google sees this as like a bit of a way to survive and maybe have a bit more credibility in a sense, if it's taking like actual user-generated content and showcasing that as part of the search results.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. Yeah, I think there is definitely truth to that. 100%. I think you're dead on in stating that. Yeah, essentially Google is trying to do exactly that, trying to take back some market share that it potentially has lost from other platforms. And I think it's trying to get to a place where, you know, it literally is keeping its users for itself. It's saying that the information you need, you can just get from Google. You don't need to use it as a stepping stone to go somewhere else to get the information. You can simply acquire that by using Google or using one of the, you know, Google services or Google platforms to do so. Yeah. And that really does change the game in many sort of aspects as marketing, you know, particularly as, you know, a marketing agency, we really have to think about how we adapt our sort of services and offerings around that. But yeah, I think we are definitely moving towards a place where Google is really trying to retain its users and retain, you know, the people that are using its service and providing them with what they need through Google rather than by pointing them into another direction.
Of course.
They can get that from
Google's business, right? Google wants to make
absolutely
money,
so, yeah.
Let's keep everyone there. So how do you feel about this? Positive, negative, indifferent?
I guess maybe a little bit indifferent. Strangely positive though, which is weird given that my whole job is to get sites ranking on Google. So that makes it challenging, right? But I think I actually think it's more of an exciting prospect than anything else because it presents new challenges for us and you know, not just from a sort of SEO point of view where I'm coming from, but also from, you know, a paid media point of view, social point of view, from a general kind of digital marketing point of view. It really creates some additional challenges, which I think are quite exciting to try and work out to overcome. Yeah. You know, we're talking about these things like they're going to be implemented in the next few weeks. Obviously, you know, this sort of stuff with how Google is evolving is like years and years and years in the process. You know, we've mentioned SGE tons today and in other podcasts as well. But, you know, again, that's something that has been in development for years. You know, we were expecting it a long time ago. It still hasn't, you know, sort of happened to the live market, as it were. So things like this, they are going to take time. They are going to take, you know, considerable, you know, probably years to sort of develop and manifest to a point where they're sort of widespread. But I think it's definitely an interesting challenge. I think it's quite exciting in a way. I obviously understand the negatives of it as well from sort of a digital marketing point of view and a point of view of how do we still, you know, provide a service to clients. But I think it is exciting to see where it can go. And I think, you know, if we look ahead to, you know, 5-10 years time and actually, you know, at that point look back and see how different things were, it'll be interesting to kind of see that journey that these sorts of platforms are taking and how we, you know, adapt to that, because Google is adapting and we have to adapt.
Yeah.
With Google and respective other platforms as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really interesting. I think it's some good points in there. And I'd also like to focus on the positive side of it. But obviously, there's going to be some negatives. I think there's already been some negatives in terms of people like jumping on and sort of I know articles. I'm just I'm just looking at an article here from Business Insider that literally has a paragraph that says, YouTube has heaps of videos offering advice on hijacking Reddit to rise to the top of Google search. One of the most popular videos right now teaches viewers to purchase abandoned Reddit accounts, seek out popular Reddit posts to post comments filled with affiliate links, and then artificially inflate their popularity using upvotes purchased from third-party websites. So, right. And then that is saying this way they can feasibly rocket to the top of Google. And I think there was a particular case study where one Reddit user climbed to the top ranking Google search results in minutes. So there are people gaming the system already. And I think
not surprising, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As soon as these things get announced, you get the black hat way of doing things as well. Yeah. People will look for the quick wins to, you know, get their payday right now, but ultimately it's probably not a long-term strategy. And I'm sure sort of the anti-spam policies and things like that Google has will be all over that, and you know, penalize any kind of activity that it sees that is gaming the system. But that is happening, so that's one thing now, and probably something for that will impact credibility if Google don't sort of nip it in the bud early. But it obviously boosts content that's probably possibly less valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is the fact that you still get a heap of just crap advice on Reddit. Yeah. So as much as the good stuff is, then you also get some pretty crap stuff as well. So again, like there's a paragraph in this saying like Lily Ray was saying that there was an example of Reddit ranking prominently at the top of Google when she searched how to lose 10 pounds in a week, and one Redditor suggested cutting your arm off. So it's like, yeah, okay.
I mean, technically, that is an answer. Technically, that would work, right?
But it just the cynic in me then makes me think, like, obviously, this stuff's going to happen. It's already happening. Obviously, the theme of quality over quantity and all that kind of stuff is going to be is still going to be apparent as we go through this. I'm sure, you know, even in 10 years' time, we'll be talking about quality over quantity. Obviously, but it's really like, is it going to take a while for this to become like the norm and how people get used to it? Are people going to be put off? Is it going to be more advantageous to like the other platforms, because people are like, well, all this content that I'm getting from Google and these results are just ultimately then like they're not helpful, so I'm going to go elsewhere. Like, do you see that as a big risk, or I don't know, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I see it as I definitely see it as a risk, and I'm definitely, it's very interesting to see the kind of results that are going to be displayed, or the kind of Reddit results that are going to be displayed, because as we know, as you just said, Reddit is full of a lot of crap.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good stuff, there's a lot of good stuff, but there's also a load of rubbish. And how Google is going to use its algorithms, its AI tools, its AI suite to determine what content is good and what content is bad is going to be really interesting, because I do think, particularly at the start, you are going to get a lot of results that are displaying Reddit content that is just rubbish or nonsense or completely not related to the topic that the user is searching for. So how Google creates this kind of program or creates this kind of system that, you know, denotes whether a piece of content coming from Reddit is high quality, is, you know, useful, is going to be sort of quite interesting to try and understand. And as you allude to, there's obviously already people out there kind of exploiting the system, which is to be expected, as with, you know, kind of everything. So again, that's another thing that kind of highlights that, you know, they're able to do that, as you mentioned, or in one instance, in the case of minutes, which is kind of scary to think about, really. And it's how Google then combats that, you know, to sort of present more legitimate results. So there's definitely a risk involved, but I think it's definitely a part of a digital strategy that you have to sort of at least consider now. I think it's still going to sort of be a little while probably before things are kind of ironed out in terms of the actual quality of results that people are going to expect. Because like you said, you know, if people are starting to search on Google, they're getting AI results and then they're also getting Reddit results or a combination of both. And if they're all rubbish, then they're going to be discouraged and go to a different platform or go and try and find that information elsewhere, which, you know, obviously in Google's eyes is you know, not ideal at all. So
Luckily, that's a problem that Google have to solve and not us. So
yes,
I'm quite happy about
that. Yes, definitely.
What, if anything, would be your advice for like businesses now? Like, should people start thinking about including Reddit in their marketing mix or their digital strategy? Or is it too soon for that? Ultimately, you know, there's things like, I guess, thinking about it from, I guess, like specific industries. So like if you're more B2B, is this kind of thing going to work better than if you're like B2C? Likewise, if you're, you know, healthcare, finance, anything like that, that, you know, the, your money or your life type sites, is this going to be something that's, again, more relevant for them than others? Like maybe just the, just e-commerce or something. But yeah, I don't know. Is there... So that was a few questions in one. But really, it's like getting that, you know, what is the now? What would you advise people to think right now with this?
I think it is very, you know, particularly with Reddit, I think it's very industry and business specific, probably even more so than, you know, some of the other platforms that might be out there.
Yeah.
And I think it's certainly worth considering. I think for probably most businesses, I think if we're talking about, you know, like you said, the financial sector or the legal sector, probably Reddit realistically isn't going to be something that they're going to touch, you know, at the very least in the short term, maybe not ever.
Yep.
But for other types of business, you know, I've seen examples of larger scale businesses that have taken advantage of Reddit, you know, through having their own sub forums and things like that, where they create these kind of communities, I guess, you know, how they also utilize platforms like Discord and things like that to create these kind of communities of you know, users and customers that, that get them kind of talking about the business. So I think Reddit can be powerful for businesses in its current state. And, you know, as we move forward, as it kind of evolves alongside Google. But I think it's very much a case by case basis. And I think if we're talking about, you know, we take on board a brand new client to do a brand new digital strategy and marketing plan, I think it should certainly be a consideration at the very top level. And then if value is seen, then, you know, to explore further down the line how it would form part of that plan or part of that strategy and how actually we would physically be able to utilize that platform to the benefit of the client. So I think it should be considered at very top level, but beyond that, it's very much, you know, a case by case site basis. And, you know, it's going to be very industry specific on whether, you know, it's a platform that is actually going to bring any kind of value to the business as well. But yeah, I think particularly in its, you know, kind of recent evolution with the link and the partnership to Google, I think it's probably something that should be considered at least, as I say, at the top level. And then you kind of go from there.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, cool. Anything else that you'd add? This is part of like, wider conversation about this.
Yeah, I don't think there's sort of too much else to add on that. I think from a sort of wider perspective, I guess it does sort of highlight how these platforms are evolving over time and how, you know, as marketing professionals in the industry, you know, we have to consider those changes and adapt alongside that. You know, we can't be kind of stationary and continue doing the same thing that we've been doing for years and things like that. So, you know, from a professional point of view, so I'm speaking to all the digital marketers out there, I think this kind of evolution of these platforms also, you know, should coincide with kind of the evolution of yourself and your evolution of your understanding of how, you know, these changes can be utilized in a day-to-day kind of, you know, marketing landscape. And from the user point of view, it's also something that, you know, you're probably going to have to get used to be quite blunt. I think, you know, this kind of evolution and integration with AI and things like that is not going away. It's only going to get more prevalent and more frequent in your kind of day-to-day use of these platforms. So again, I think it's just, something you're going to have to get used to and on both sides of the fence, really.
Nice. Okay, cool. No, good.
That rounds it off.
Good way to end. Yeah, nice rounding. So, housekeeping, sign up to our newsletters, stay up to date with podcasts, events. You heard about the social media event, Lightning Talk, that we've got planned that for a couple of weeks. So, sign up for that.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Sorry to jump in. Is the Lightning Talk hybrid again? Is it?
It is hybrid.
It is hybrid,
I believe.
So if you can attend in person, we would love to see you. Free food will be provided. That's sort of all the incentive you need, I guess, because that would be enough to convince me to come in.
That's why Joe's coming.
So the last one on AI was fantastic. Alistair gave a great talk. This next one, as you say, is how we grew a global client. How we grew their social presence to over a million?
Followers.
Over a million followers, yeah. So really cool stuff. Barnaby's hosting that and he's a bit of a whiz with all things social. So keep an eye for that and do attend if you can. It'll be awesome.
Nice one. that was said much better than I could. The other thing, if you've got any questions, anything you want us to talk about on the podcast, email us at podcast@opticsolutions.co.uk or info@opticsolutions.co.uk and it'll find its way to us. Otherwise, have a good rest of your week and we will speak to you soon.
Enjoy.
Take care.
Speak to you later.
Bye.
See ya.